the description of conditions at University Hospital Limerick as being like a war zone on the night Aoife Johnson died is carried in the lead headlines in today's Irish Examiner, Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Mirror. All three papers report that Catherine Skelly, a clinical nurse manager with 23 years experience who gave that description, told yesterday's inquest into the death of the 16-year-old that she left her job at the hospital because of Aoife's death. The Irish Daily Star, meanwhile, quotes from the harrowing evidence given by Aoife's parents, James and Carol Johnson, describing how their daughter spent 12 hours on a chair in the emergency department where staff gave her paracetamol and put ice packs on her legs while she was dying of sepsis. "We begged for help as we watched Aoife die," is the headline there. Hospital care also features in the lead story in today's Irish Times. Sheila Wayman and Shauna Bowers report on a letter which six paediatric intensive care doctors in Temple Street sent to hospital management, warning about major vulnerabilities in the critical care arrangements for newborn babies who are admitted to the hospital. The prospect that consumers could be in line for price cuts of up to 20% after the cost of wholesale energy fell to a fraction of what it was at the height of the energy crisis generates the lead story in the Irish Independent. The Irish News leads today with the line that Sinn Féin has ruled out fielding any of its Stormont ministers as candidates in the Westminster election. And for its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that the prospect that work to prevent toxic sludge forming on Loch Ney could be stalled because of budget difficulties has provoked an angry reaction from environmentalists. "I'll clear Bailey's name," that's the lead headline in today's Irish Sun, which reports that filmmaker Jim Sheridan is determined to convince the world in his upcoming movie that Ian Bailey didn't murder Sophie Toscan Duplantier. The Examiner and Times both give front page coverage to the first day of the so-called hush money trial, which former US President Donald Trump is at the centre of. Keith Duggan reports in the Times the proceedings had to end for the day at 12:30 yesterday because a juror had a prior dental appointment. Also in the front of the Times, there's a picture there of boys on a donkey-drawn cart travelling on a road with nothing but destroyed buildings on either side of it in Khan Yunis yesterday. And finally, two impressive young women make the front pages this morning. The first is Róisín Ní Riain, an 18-year-old swimmer from Limerick, who's pictured in the front of The Independent after she won a gold medal in the 100-metre breaststroke final at the European Championships in Portugal yesterday. The Examiner, meanwhile, reports that Rosemary Coogan from Belfast has just qualified as an astronaut after completing her training at the European Space Agency. An astrophysicist with two master's degrees and a doctorate, Rosemary was admitted to the programme in 2022 after beating 22,500 other applicants.